You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The 2014 official draft caps are now in store at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And joining us now on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline from NFL Films, the one and only Greg Cosell. Greg, welcome to the show.
Vic, what's happening?
Well, we know you are because you were in our building
for
multiple days last week, Greg. And we got to tell people for two reasons that we want you on. We always want your insights on your analysis of quarterbacks in this draft. But more importantly, too, you are the guy who is putting together, producing, directing the highlight film that the Browns are going to be putting out there that NFL Films does for each of the teams. And, Greg, I got to tell you, obviously a challenge. New head coach, which gives you the forward spin, I guess, on the highlight. But on a team that won only four games, obviously not the easiest thing to do from a, quote, highlight standpoint.
Well, Vic, as you know, in my 34 years here at Films, I've done a few of these. So it's not really as difficult as some people might think. Whenever you have a new coach, we always go out, visit the team, talk to the coach, shoot mini camp, and look, you know this. I mean, I know that the fan base is looking for a winner, but this is not a team devoid of talent. And do they need to plug in some things? Absolutely. But this is not one of those 4-12 teams where you look at it and say, wow, there's just no players here. They're a lot better than that.
They certainly are. Greg, Nathan Zagura here. Great to talk to you again.
Nathan.
And just want to say really enjoyed spending some time with you when you were in the building last week talking about the quarterback position, which is, of course, the biggest one for the Browns coming into this draft. So, Greg, one of the questions we've been kind of the points we've been making is that we don't feel that there's a quarterback in this class that the Browns have conviction about to take it fourth overall. In your mind, from your study, is there one guy that you would have the conviction to take that early?
No. that would be the short answer.
Look,
we don't know what's going to happen to 1, 2, and 3, but you know, I look at this roster on offense, and there's certainly some question marks. But if you think of it the way I'm sure the organization is thinking about it, you brought in Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator, who's very well schooled in the zone run game and the play action pass game that works off of it. You brought in Ben Tate, who, no question, durability is something you're concerned about. Talent is not. He has experience in the zone run game, and he's 220 pounds. You have a tight end in Jordan Cameron, who maybe a lot of people outside of Cleveland are not aware of, but he's a guy who can stretch the seams. He can run the deep vertical crossers. He can stretch the defense. I love the signing of Andrew Hawkins, who was, when I was
Me
out
too.
There last week, no one could cover this kid. I mean, he's tremendous in the slot. You have Josh Gordon on the outside, okay, 6'3", 220-plus. If Sammy Watkins is there at 4, imagine what this offense now looks like and how difficult they become to defend when you put out there, you know, what we call your 11 personnel with one back, one tight end, three wide. That's a difficult deal for defensive coordinators. They've got a lot of problems they have to get answered when they match up to that that personnel group.
Talking, of course, with Greg Cosell here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Greg got the opportunity to speak with Sammy Watkins today, as well as Mike Evans at the pre-draft Play 60 event. And both of them talked about the matchup nightmares they would present for opposing defenses if they were on the field with Josh Gordon, as you just mentioned. I know you wrote an article about this on Yahoo, but talk a little bit about, in your mind, the differences between Watkins and Evans and how big of a gap you think exists between those two.
Well, I think Watkins is the best receiver in this draft, and I don't, you know, I guess I wrote about the trend toward bigger receivers just
sure.
because there are a bunch of those guys in the league, but Sammy Watkins is not small. He might not be as tall, but he's 211 pounds, and he plays a powerful physical game. He's a velocity player, and I think he's the best receiver in this draft. To me, and I know others disagree, but to me, if it gets to 4 and the Browns are thinking receiver, I send the card up with Sammy Watkins' name. I'm not having a debate between Watkins and Evans. I don't think there's a debate, in my view, based on my study.
Why, Greg, do you think that there are still so many overriding questions about who maybe the top pick of this draft is? Usually by today, we get this close to the draft. We know. We feel we know. And I talked with a lot of in-the-know people, experienced journalists who have been around this league, and I've had conversations with them in previous years definitively about who was being picked where, and we were right about it. No one has that feel now. Why?
I think probably because there's too many checks on the minus side with a lot of these players, particularly with Clowney. And certainly a quarterback, I don't believe a quarterback comes into play at one, but you never know until it happens. But there's certainly no quarterback that's a slam dunk can't miss here, so there's no quarterback issue. So then you have Clowney, who, for a lot of people, you know, it's easy to say, Vic, that he's super talented. But, you know, to me, he's not a once in a 10 or 15 year player. There's a big difference between football skill and athletic skill. And I think when you check the boxes for football skill, there's a lot of boxes you're not checking. And that means that there's a learning curve. That means there's a lot of teaching that needs to be done, a lot of coaching, a lot of refinement. And I think when that's the case, there's no slam dunk at number one.
And that's what's so interesting about this draft. There's no slam dunk at one. Nobody really has a clue how anything's going to go in the top three, which is why it's so interesting with the Browns here and what will happen with their pick at number four. Jay Glazer saying yesterday that the Browns would take him at number four before they take Johnny Manziel. You were in the building, Greg. You got an opportunity to talk with some folks. Do you get any sense at all what direction, not necessarily in terms of a player, but position maybe, that you think Coach Pettine and Ray Farmer would be looking at early in this draft?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask me that, because I don't have those kinds of conversations. We just talk about evaluation of players. Because at the end of the day, you know, I've always taken this approach. I don't really care who teams draft. I just love the evaluation process. So I didn't really get into it that way, because I didn't want it to come across like I'm trying to find out who they're going to draft. So
sure.
I can't really answer that question. You know, I made the point about what I thought would happen if they drafted Sammy Watkins, and how difficult that would be for defenses, and how better defined that becomes for the quarterback, whether it's Brian Hoyer or someone else. I think there's some wild card quarterbacks that are going to be out there, and I'm not saying for the Browns necessarily, but I think that there's three quarterbacks, in my opinion, who are presently in the NFL who could factor into draft day. And, Vic, I don't know if you've had any of these conversations, but I think Mike Glennon, Kirk Cousins, and Ryan Mallett could all factor in to draft day.
Yes.
And of those three, who do you like the best based on when you studied them as they were coming out as prospects?
Oh, Ryan Mallett, in a heartbeat. If Ryan Mallett was in this draft, he'd be the best quarterback in this draft.
Break that down.
What's that?
No, break it down. Break it down why you feel that way.
Oh, well, Mallett's a big kid with a big arm. He's got better pocket movement than people think. He can make every throw. He's just spent 3 years in New England, so I imagine just by osmosis, he's probably learned an awful lot of football. Talk to Brian Hoyer about being in New England for 2 or 3 years, and I'm sure a lot of learning takes place. You know, there's not many people I've spoken to that would not tell you that Ryan Mallett isn't one of the 32 best quarterbacks in this league.
Mm. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just one more, Greg, from the standpoint of, as you said, there's a lot of minuses, and maybe most of them do apply to they probably all apply to the quarterback position. But as you sort through who the best of this group are, if you are the team that needs a quarterback and you're not going to count on next year, you don't know
right.
for sure if you're going to get one of those guys we just said might factor into trades from another team, who would you take and who do you feel the best about?
Well, I think an odd way to say this, Vic, in this class is you're looking for the fewest maybes. And because there's a lot of maybes in this class, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, for
yes.
sure.
So, I mean, you know, until this thing just came out yesterday, and who knows what it means with Zach Mettenberger, to me, I think Bortles, Mettenberger, and Derek Carr has a few fairly significant maybes attached to him. But, you know, if you really had to say who would you take as your quarterback, I'd probably say Blake Bortles. But, again, I think there's a significant learning curve. I'm always loath to say a guy's not ready to play because so much is a function of your team.
Sure.
And, you know, look, Mike Pettine is very smart and very cutting edge defensively. You know, he may end up putting out a top five defense. And, you know, a lot of quarterbacks can play better when there's a top five defense on the other side.
Right.
Greg,
stuff.
I want to ask you, I just want to go back to this real quickly because I think what you said just there certainly struck a chord with me about Ryan Mallett being the best quarterback or would have been the best quarterback in this draft class, and you think he's amongst the 32 best quarterbacks in the NFL today. That makes him a very appealing trade target in my mind for a team that really needs a franchise quarterback. If you were the Browns, would you much rather make a trade for Mallett, even if it was costly, maybe pick 35 or something like that, then draft one of these quarterbacks?
That's a great question, Nathan. And, you know, I'm not sure you'd have to give up that much. You know, and I don't know the answer to this. This is not the kind of stuff I do. Vic may have a much better feel about this than I do. You know, if I, let's say, could give up a third-round pick for Ryan Mallett,
yep,
I would do that in a heartbeat. Because that means if you're the Browns, you still have pick 4, 26, and 35, and you wouldn't have to take
third.
A quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that would be my – look, you know, hey, what do I know? I'm just a guy sitting in my office pretending I'm smart. So
you are smart.
That's right. Well, you know, tell that to my wife. But anyway
– but they're anyway, never biased, the wives.
Right, right. She wouldn't buy it anyway. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So if I was – you know, if I could give up a third-round pick, that's something I would do. You know, would I give up pick 35? I mean, and this is just me speaking, I would – I'm not sure a lot of teams would, though.
And I think that's where I come down. I'm not so sure. You'd have to really have the affinity for him that you, like you do.
And
I'm
he's
not
a certain
so sure
kind
Browns,
of quarterback.
He's
and
a
Vic,
very
you
particular.
Hit right on the head. He's a certain kind of quarterback. Maybe my worldview of the quarterback position is different than others. I know it is. And I see him as a guy I would love to work with and see play because I think he's got all the traits. Others might look at him and say, well, no, he doesn't. And I get that part of it. Believe me, I've learned over the years that there's a lot of rights in this league. There's a lot of ways to win, and there's a lot of different ways to evaluate players.
There certainly are, Greg. Always a pleasure to have you on here. We certainly appreciate it. And again, it really was, for me personally, just want to say, great time spending time talking quarterbacks with you and just how you go about evaluating that position, and I learned a lot, and just want to say thank you for that.
I appreciate it, guys, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Thank you.
You got it. The great Greg Cosell from NFL Films joining us. Interesting. I think that's a little bit of a bomb that he dropped. Ryan Mallett would be the best quarterback in this draft class and is amongst the 32 best quarterbacks in the league already, not playing a snap in the league.
Yeah, I'm not sure I entirely agree with that. I see why he would feel that way, but I agree. The last point he made, you have to have a specific sense in your scheme and a coach that I think is dialed into what Mallett does. I don't know that it's a one-size-fits-all sort of mentality as I look at Mallett and
you gotta like his size, though.
No, he fits those prototypes. But I think had Michael Lombardi still been here, I could see that one happening a lot, maybe easier than now. All right, we are going to talk with Michelle Harris. She is a season ticket holder of the Browns who won a contest to announce the Browns' fourth-round selection in New York. We'll chat with her. We want to chat with you, 216-578-0850. We've got a lot ahead for you. Sound from players, the top draft prospects who are with us. Quinton Groves, linebacker for the Browns, going to join us at 2:40. So much ahead.
Yeah, and we're going to let you know about one of the big stories in the NFL that I think has big implications for the Cleveland Browns. We're going to lead off with that when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.